He left that place and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Isn't this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us?" They took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his hometown and among his own kin and in his own house. And he could do no deeds of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them." And he was amazed at their unbelief. Then he went about among the villages teaching. He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two. And he gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that place. And if any place will not welcome you, and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that everyone should repent. And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them.